Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today because we have a quiz host in the hot seat. It's hello to Josh Earle.
Hello. I don't normally know the answers. I just know the questions. So this
well, you normally know the answers because you write the questions.
I do write the questions, but someone provides me with the answers. And so
I see.
Then I just write the questions based on the answers.
Whereas I do none of the above. Yeah. I take the quiz from the Saturday paper. No work.
I went on the Saturday paper quiz.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I think after
the official one,
after the first question, he really regretted it because he learned very quickly, I know nothing. It was so fun.
And on that show, they have a search for the answers.
Yes.
You know? I mean, we have that as well. What am I talking about?
Pretty much just spells it out for you if you don't understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, you've been out on the road, seeing the countryside.
I was in South Australia. I visited the lovely towns of Quorn, Roxby Downs, Whyalla, Port Lincoln, and Marion.
I've not been to any of those.
Have a guess which one is the worst of those.
Oh, is it equal first?
No, one is absolutely the worst.
Is it Port Lincoln?
No, Port Lincoln's the best. Oh. Of all those, Port Lincoln is the nicest.
Shit.
Seafood capital of South Australia.
I don't remember the names of the other. Something Downs? Roxby
yeah,
Downs?
Yeah, Roxby Downs Roxby absolutely Downs. Sounds like a name that someone who bullied you in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Was it fun, though?
It was lovely.
It's rare to get out. I mean, Hamish Blake's doing this big campaign for Australia at the moment.
Yeah.
Not many of the towns on the Melbourne National Comedy Festival Roadshow make it to his big list.
Why Whyalla wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
No, I stopped and had oyster. I was there 11 years ago in a town called Cowell, and there was this place called the Fish Box, which is like this little hut. And we all walked in there and went, oh, it's the only thing open. All right. And the tour manager then said, I might just get half a dozen oysters. I'm like, you are so brave to get them from here.
Yeah.
And then she had one and her face just changed. She said, these are the best oysters I've ever had. And then we ended up, there was six of us eating oysters and we bought 84 oysters between the six of us.
Yeah.
And so I, when we knew we were driving past there, made this tour stop there and only four of us were eating oysters this time. But we still had, I think it was 560 oysters between the four of us.
That's solid. It's a solid effort.
Yeah, it was good.
Halfway across the Nullarbor, there's an oyster shack.
Yep.
And my friend is on a holiday at the moment with her American husband. And he said, are they local? And apparently the guy just laughed in his face.
Yep.
No, they're not. We're in the desert. There are no oysters nearby.
My big tip for anyone who's never toured around country Australia is just stick to what you think they're good at. So parmesanas, schnitzels.
Yep.
Don't try and go fancy with your meals.
No, start frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get into a quiz. We've got Brains Trust here to help
it's
you
good.
Today.
Last time I did it over Zoom. Now
you did.
It's nice to be able to see the Brains Trust in front of me.
Yeah, I know. We'll see who you've got today. Oh, this is exciting. It might be a bit early for you to employ Angela Barksley. It's a big hello to Angela, a professional eulogy writer.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, lovely to meet you.
Professional eulogy writer.
Yes, yes. You'd think that the celebrants do it.
Most not always. I mean, a lot of friends
family
and family
do it.
Do it.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, you'd think they would do that too. Yes,
yeah.
You would.
Yeah. So say a person.
Have you been to many funerals, Angela?
Yeah. Actually, I don't go.
You don't
I
go.
Actively don't participate
okay.
in the process. I don't want it to taint my writing. I don't want it to influence what I do, you know, because I'm not there. I'm not there to be part of the funeral. you know, as a eulogy writer.
No, it's not about the performance. It's about the written word.
It's about savoring a life in text.
What kind of stuff would you write? Say the person's a horrible person.
Sure.
But at their eulogy, you've got to write something nice.
Mm. Well, that's you judging them.
What's your go-to?
Well, you know, horrible is another man's treasure, you know?
Okay, yep.
So you just don't know. You've just got to really stop judging them. You've got to get in their heads. Yes, yes, yes. Some people have done bad things.
Yeah, so I'm picking up because I know a lot of people who've I've done eulogies. I would never, because I love the people so much that I would consider, like, I would write that eulogy. Sure. So do you find yourself working for people who perhaps don't have anyone who can write the eulogy and step in?
I would say that does happen a lot. I am maybe a third option, as you've so quickly pointed out, both of you.
But that's good. If there's no, like, people in their life who love them, who maybe it's not going to be that many people at the funeral, so you can kind of half-ass your writing.
Yeah, I mean, I could. If I wasn't an expert eulogy writer.
Yeah, you put the effort in.
That's why
I mean, you pay the big bucks.
So who were some of the people, like, I guess criminal. Where do you get your clients, like, from? What's your...
Yeah, okay. I do a lot of staking out at hospitals.
Yep.
I do. I that's fine. There's worse behaviours. And I hope when my eulogy's written, people don't judge that.
Yeah. You hope that don't. Staking out
so
dying people.
So you haven't written your own already? Because I thought that's what you'd do. You go, this is going to be my piece de resistance.
Yeah, well, look, just like me, my eulogy is a work in progress, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
I think that's the lesson from this whole... I don't know what happens for the rest of the 50 minutes, but that'll be the lesson we take away.
Yep, we're all a eulogy in progress.
Yeah.
But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there. We also have a Texan apple pie, reigning apple pie baking champion. It's hello to Debbie Nelson.
Howdy, y'all. Thanks for having me here. It's lovely to see y'all in your faces.
Hi, Debbie. How's Texas going these days?
It's mighty fine, if I do say so myself. It couldn't be better if it tried to be.
What part of Texas?
Oh, most of it. Most of it. I have traveled around many places. People need pies, so I'm around.
People need the best pie in town as well.
I am the reigning champion since 2017, undefeated.
What makes your pie so great?
I use the whole apple.
Oh, core and all.
Core and all. Do not cut it. Just an apple covered in pastry.
Wow, that is a new take.
Absolutely. Don't even cut it.
No, that just wastes time that you could be spending on making other pies.
It's almost like, you know how at the show, in this country we have, you call them fairs or fates. In Australia we call them the show. We'll have something called a toffee apple and a Dagwood dog. You've kind of combined the two things. You just put like an apple in the Dagwood dog casing.
I refuse to believe that is a thing, and that is my God-given right. To refuse to believe that. You're saying that a Dagwood dog.
Yeah.
You don't believe in a Dagwood dog. It's like a sausage. It's like a breaded sausage.
It's quite delicious, really.
I feel like you're all yanking my chain, but we are here for a good time, so that's fine. I'm having fun.
Shall we do a quiz?
Let's do it.
Shall we get stuck in? Question number one. In which city is the historic Reichstag building? In which city is the historic Reichstag building? Opening with the Nazis. All right. It's a good area for comedy. Did you study? Is history an important part of the Texas curriculum?
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe in a curriculum per se. I was homeschooled, and so reading wasn't really a big part of it. It was mainly pies and apples, and
so you've been studying pies for.
For about 34 years, I have been.
You've been studying, like, really trying to understand the pie.
And being a part of it. I think it's really, really big and intense.
Can we just go over that pie recipe again? So it is a
Absolutely.
Pie.
Absolutely, yes.
It's an apple.
It's an apple.
Wrapped in pastry.
Absolutely. Wow. And a sprinkle of love.
Yeah.
So do you like, steam the apple first? Do you boil the apple first? Or is it just
Why
like
would you do that?
Well, so you just put raw pastry on it and then bake it for how long in the oven?
Have you read my cookbook?
What's it called?
Because that's exactly it. It's called pie.
Pie. Great.
Yeah.
Should it
I've
be?
I've seen the movie. Is it based on that?
I have never seen the movie.
How do you spell your pie?
P P-I-E?
Oh, it's different pie.
Different
sorry.
Pie.
Yeah.
Different
all
pie.
Right. Well.
So 34 years of study, it's brought you to this recipe.
Absolutely. It's actually the first recipe I ever tried. I haven't changed it at all.
Yeah, well, tradition's important, isn't it?
Absolute. Thank you. Yep. Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, it is. I like you.
Angela, have you travelled much?
I have. I've staked out many a hospital all over the world. My mm-hmm. work does take me many places. Everyone dies everywhere.
They yeah. do. Yeah. So who's flying you? Who's flying you in? Having established that you're the third
yes.
choice.
Thank you for asking me yeah. that question.
Yeah.
Often it's voluntary. You've got to make your own work, don't you?
Okay.
So yeah, I do sometimes. Yeah, pick up a dart, throw it at a map on the wall, and say they need me. That's where the dart's
so
taken
do
me.
Do you work with a translator, or do you write the eulogy and just put it straight into Google Translate?
I work off vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, I work
in other languages.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Okay. You know what is?
There'd be nothing offensive about that.
No,
it sounds no. like something they'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you write the eulogy, you don't really speak for them. You speak about them.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, almost in their language.
I'm not going to claim that I haven't made some enemies.
I understand why you're not turning up to these funerals.
Yeah, look, my work's done yeah. by then. And yeah, I've been everywhere. I've been to the place I'm sure this
the
building's
Reichstag
in.
Building.
Yeah. Which I'm assuming is somewhere in Germany.
I thought Germany.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Reichstag is the building that the Nazis, that Hitler burnt down, right, in an attempt to kick things off so that he could win the Chancellor
I just
spot.
Didn't get to do his eulogy. So
oh,
I
were just, you in the running?
Yeah.
Here's just, my yeah. thing about Hitler, okay?
Oh, here
Here's
we go.
My
oh.
thing.
Everyone's got a take.
Go on.
He had a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Ada Braun. I believe, yeah.
And I think she left someone to be with Hitler. Can you imagine being that guy? Like, dumped for Hitler. Only one person in the world can say, I got dumped for Hitler.
Yeah.
And this guy got dumped for Hitler.
And, you know, that is what I would center his eulogy
yeah.
around.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
totally.
That, you know, you really got to pick the thing.
But I reckon, given its role in German history, I reckon it's probably in
Berlin.
Berlin?
Yeah, I'm going to say Berlin.
Mm. Let's put down Berlin. Question number two. Which AFL club had the most members for the 2020 season? Angela Barksley, do you follow Sport AFL? Have you heard of that before?
I have heard of it, yes.
I thought you were Debbie Nelson.
that's fine.
That's why I asked whether you'd heard of it because you're from, but you're not. You're
that's
Angela
totally
Barksley.
Fine. I am wearing a giant name tag that says Angela Barksley.
Sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
I am holding a pie. Right
yeah,
now.
I do feel like that was a shock.
You best hope she doesn't write your eulogy right now.
I mean, so
sorry,
you could have let me answer the question.
Yeah, do you follow...
No, I no. don't.
Debbie Nelson, have you heard of AFL, the Australian sport?
It kind of yes. sounds like Apple if you say Apple. Like it's pretty true. Similar.
Mm. Oh, I like you. Yeah. Absolutely, it does. It does. Yeah. But I believe it is a sport mm-hmm. of some variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kick okay. the ball.
No, see, that doesn't sound possible.
So like NFL, you know NFL.
No, I have, again, heard of it as a sport, but I don't believe that it's possible.
There's actually a famous Texan play. Or he was not famous in Texas, but he's called Mason Cox. He's from Texas.
And we love him.
And every time he's playing, they mention he's from Texas and they talk about Texas.
Does he have anything to do with pie?
No, he probably steers clear.
Yeah,
okay.
Mostly.
Why would anyone want to steer clear of pie?
because he's trying to keep fit. He's trying to keep fit for the sport.
It's an apple. It's a whole apple.
Yes, that's right. Oh,
covered in a delicious carb.
Don't cry.
It's fine. No, I just when you love something and someone shits on it in front of you, that's fine.
So there's three big clubs that we. So there's Collingwood.
Oh, we're still on AFL. All yeah. right, here we go.
Yeah.
Collingwood.
Yep.
There's Hawthorn, and then there's also Richmond.
Yes.
Which is the team that Kyron supports.
That I'm a member of.
So you're one of these people. You could be one of the over 100,000.
I know the answer to this question. Yeah.
You know the answer.
Yeah, do you want to put Richmond?
Yeah, let's put Richmond.
Yeah, I'll put Richmond. Question.
I go for North Melbourne. It's absolutely not us.
No, and they're doing everything they can to keep membership low, aren't
yeah.
they? They're really putting in the hard yards.
They just let us enjoy Easter. They just, hey, don't worry about football until Easter's finished. And then, you know, we'll do, you know, like Queen's birthday, then we'll start. Then we'll start after the joys of Queen's birthday.
Question number three. For which category did Yun Yuzhong win an Academy Award last month? For which category did Yun Yuzhong win an Academy Award last month? So that would have been in April 2021, for those listening in 5 years' time.
Is this the person who mentioned Brad Pitt in, like, he was standing off to the side?
I've never seen a movie, but it absolutely is.
Okay. So I don't know what they won for, though. I didn't watch it. I was one of the many people who didn't watch the Academy Awards this year.
I didn't watch them either. I think the people in the room watched them.
I forgot they were on, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a massive year for cinema.
You would enjoy it because they always have the In Memoriam.
I do.
You might be going, oh, I missed all those faces that you missed out on. Oh, you got to write some?
I do. Some of the times it's actually I take it down and I pray the funeral hasn't happened
yet. Who's the most famous person you've written a eulogy for?
Humphrey Bogart.
Wow. How old did you say you were?
Yeah, you were looking
very young.
I have eternal youth of working around death, you know. It is.
Oh, that's what they say. It doesn't age you. Yeah,
it doesn't. Yes, I do. I absorb. Sometimes it might be my fault. I do absorb the life of those around me.
Okay.
Oh, it is. Magic, who wants to say? But yeah, you know, sometimes if I'm really in for a quick buck.
Yeah.
All of
So you're going to hospitals and taking the life from the almost dead. Oh,
well, the way you say that makes it sound problematic. But you know what? If you're given a gift in this life, you have to use it for financial gain.
Yes.
So
Give a gift, take a life. Yes. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, and then they've got me right there. And let me remind you, expert eulogy writer. Who can say that they've got that?
Yeah.
Except for the handful of clients I've, you know, Humphrey Bogart.
Who else? Name one more person.
I did Marilyn.
As in
Marilyn Barker, she's a local woman. really big names, you know. All of the blues singers. Blues Brothers.
All of the Blues singers. Them.
All the Blues Brothers. Yes, even Dan Aykroyd.
Even Dan Aykroyd. Wow. He said, you did such a good job. Here's my email.
I know we've got to get to the answer, but I am intrigued by Dan Aykroyd.
No, we don't.
Do you remember when he came out to Australia? You wouldn't know because you're not from Australia.
Yeah, he doesn't email you.
But the first time.
He was out here flogging this thing called Skull Vodka. And he was doing every single TV show and he wouldn't talk about the Blues Brothers or My Girl or Ghostbusters. Yes. He would just talk about Skull Vodka. Yes. And it was a vodka that was in a bottle of a skull. Like, it was a skull-shaped bottle.
Yeah. And he owns it. It's his company.
Yeah, it's almost like he was paid to.
But it's like, at least be entertaining and go, we'll get to the Skull Vodka because you can't talk about anything else when you put that on the table. But let's talk about Ghostbusters for a bit.
Sort of feels like a Burning Bridges tour. Like, he's not going – he's decided, I'm not going to do anything else again.
Yeah.
I can spend all the promotional capital I have on this Skull Vodka, which is my new thing.
He's a big conspiracy theorist too, Dan Aykroyd.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I like Dan.
Yeah.
Are you into conspiracy theories?
No, but I am into the truth. Oh.
Would you say you do your own research?
I would say I do research to a point, yes. I don't like to read too much. As I said before, I don't really know how. But I do listen to people on the train who walk past me. So I really just get just glimpses into what they're talking about and I just thread it all together and that's how I make up my reality.
Wow.
Have you thought about writing eulogies? That's very similar to how I approach it.
Have you ever thought about writing recipes?
You ever thought about writing recipes? Because at the moment you've got an apple in bread.
And it is mildly successful, absolutely.
It's filled a whole book.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a 58-page, mainly picture book.
I have a question. How many people enter the Apple Pie Baking Championships in Texas if you're the been winner 4 years running?
I would say 80.
80.
Wow. 80.
80 every year.
80 every year.
That's not too shocking.
You can have more, but you can have less. You have to have exactly 80 or you get postponed to next year. So we haven't had one in a little while.
What are some of the other varied recipes? If you've got a full apple wrapped in pastry. What's your like top competition? Do you have other people out there who every year you go back?
Competition.
Right.
Some people do a thing where they will chop the apple, and some people will grate it before they chop it. Some people like to steam it. Yeah. But I am miles ahead.
Yep.
Streets ahead. Kilometers ahead, if you will.
Great.
Supporting actor.
Yeah, that's right. From Minari, I think. So question four. in centimetres, what is the closest to a hand measurement used to measure horses? A, 8.5 centimetres. B, 9.1 centimetres. Or C, 10.2 centimetres. In centimetres, what is closest to a hand measurement, which is used to measure horses?
Why are they measuring horses in hands? They've got hooves. That is the stupidest.
Yeah.
I guess the horses aren't measuring themselves.
That's true.
I was very confused by that question.
So you're used to inches, but this is centimetres.
Are they saying a horse is 10 centimetres?
No, they're saying how many 10 centimetre hands or 8 centimetre hands can you measure a horse in, but they don't quite...
Is it explained why we're using hands?
I don't think anyone's explained why we're using hands to measure horses, because it's the only thing we use hands to measure. Well, it's one of two things we use hands to measure.
What were the options again?
The options are, it's multiple choice, 8.5, 9.1 or 10.2.
I'm going to say 10.2.
That's a big hand.
10.2 centimetres.
That's a big hand.
Is it? I don't know. That is a big hand. That's quite a small hand.
That's a third of a ruler.
That's three. Yeah. Correct. Which is 3 inches for the American.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Which is why I think I'm saying that one, because it's a more rounder number. But an inch is like...
Do you reckon Americans were the first to use hands to measure horses?
Well, feet and inches and hands.
Yeah. Yeah, feet and hands.
Yeah.
Hands never really took off, I'd say.
Yeah, feet were much more popular than the hand. All right, I'll put 10.2.
Yeah, put 10.2.
I'll be in 10.2. Question five. Here's one for you, Debbie. Who was president of the United States from 1933 to 1945?
Well, I have my own kind of government.
Okay.
I don't subscribe to the current government that we have. That's my God-given right. So, what was the year again?
1933 to 1945.
Okay, for me, that was my great-great-great-great-grandpappy who was ruling at the
time. So, how old are you? Because that's like...
Yeah. Great-great-great-great-grandpappy.
That's six
generations. That's 6 generations ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why are you looking at me strangely? What are you... Not having kids at 16.
Your family really have them young, don't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, real young.
So,
like at 10.
Absolutely.
When you're, but sprightly. 10 hands tall.
10 hands tall. I refuse to change my answer.
I don't know who the wartime president was in America.
Was it Roosevelt?
Did you do his eulogy?
I did do his eulogy, and by did, I mean, that was a competitive one. I mean, all of us expert eulogy writers, we were fighting hand and tooth, I tell you.
Yeah.
It was devastating to not get picked, but there was a series of heats that we all had to participate in.
Yeah.
So that's a 12-year span. So now American presidents can only do 2 terms. That's 8 years.
That's true. Maybe during a wartime they...
But they've been in war for like the last 30 years.
That's true. Yeah.
But imagine being the president, the guy, you know what, we're going to have a rule now that you can't do it for more than 8 years. That guy just go, what the fuck did I do wrong?
Win the war.
Yeah.
He's the reason there's the rule. Yeah. I think it might be the dad Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I do. Is that wrong?
I probably wouldn't put Teddy.
No, it's because Teddy's the young one. Isn't he?
No, because Teddy was the guy on the horse back in the
Sort
of, I don't know, founding times. I remember.
I'd probably say Franklin D. Roosevelt. Probably say FDR.
FDR.
Yeah. I'd probably say.
If I'm right about that.
Said,
guy in the wheelchair.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yes, he's at the.
You got pictures with Winston Churchill.
Yes.
He's the one that said, don't think about what God can do for you, think what God can do for your country, or what you can do for your country.
Don't ask what you can what do the for country can do for you. Yeah. Ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
No, that was Kennedy.
JFK, not FDR. See, it's
JFK,
all,
not FDR.
It's all initials to me.
Yeah.
Right, yes, and it's, just
it's actually all just Letterman clips of him showing that.
Yeah. Question number six. What breed of dog was the international box office success Rin Tin Tin?
Rin Tin Tin. Rin Tin Tin was a big red dog. Was he a big red dog?
I don't know. Is there a rhyme?
That's Clifford.
Clifford the big red dog.
I know that.
No, I think...
So you do believe in Clifford?
Oh, absolutely. A gigantic dog who will destroy us all. I absolutely do. He will come one day. We're waiting.
Rin Tin Tin. So he was in movies, so he had to be a smart dog. Do you know your dog breeds?
I know that apparently Labradors are quite dumb, but very food-oriented, which is why you can train them so well.
Okay.
Wow. What an insight into dogs you have, Debbie.
You must be prepared.
Yeah. They're always coming for your pies.
They avoid them for some reason.
Oh. They don't like fruit.
Don't like the seeds.
Men love them. Men love them.
They do. Oh, is that my windowsill?
With your pies, do you eat the whole thing or do you still leave the core?
One bite, like a snake.
One bite. That's
like a snake.
So does it shrink down when it's cooking an apple? Because that's a
barely.
Big, that's a big one. That's a big bite.
You unhinge your jaw so you like look, a snake.
Yeah. You look like a roast pig.
Yeah, for a moment before you then begin the swallowing process. Have you never had an apple pie?
I've had one of the, you know, your competitors, they chop them up and they might like cook them with cinnamon or
there might be more than just one apple in the pie too.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Wait, cloves, like, cinnamon, it's really good.
10 apples.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
10?
Bit apples. Of sugar.
All right, you're going to get full if you eat all that.
You probably wouldn't eat all it. You'd have like a slice of it.
What do you mean slice?
So you cut a portion of the pie.
Why would you? With a knife?
Yeah, with a knife, yeah. You cut out the portion. Maybe have it with some custard
that
or some
cream.
That
seems violent. With custard.
Mm-hmm. You've never heard of this.
I have never. I have been baking pies for 34 years. I've never heard of whatever
you're
saying.
With 80 people at a time.
You're thinking I was strudel. I heard of that. That sounds so fucked up.
So you've been baking for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how old were you when you started baking?
I started baking out the womb.
Okay.
So you're
34.
No, I'm 38.
38. I understand 4 years old not giving a kid a knife to do some baking.
Yeah. But so then you were born.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get your lineage.
Please ask as many questions as you
want.
You were
born in 82 or 83. Your great, 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 great grandfather was around in 32 to 45.
Yeah.
He was great, great, great by marriage, though, so he wasn't directly related.
So he married. He was an old.
Your great, 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 great step grandparent.
So he was very young.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was confusion there. The step. Oh, it's quite so important. It's a big step.
He would have been very young and then married a very older lady then.
Is that, okay. She was wrinkly. That of an apple.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's like a 70 year age difference there between
there
that?
There was, but it was love.
Yeah, wow.
She was 20. He was 20. She was 90.
Uh huh.
And
It was pure love, you reckon? There was nothing else going on.
Oh, she's pretty hot as well. She keeps it tight.
I don't know if anyone else noticed when you said 90, Angela's eyebrows perked up.
I felt that. I felt that maybe we should be connecting outside of this important quiz. Mm. Maybe it seems like your family has a lot of people who are about to die.
As long as they're are they all alive?
Most of them. Some of them are hiding. We can't find them yet. We're gonna get them.
Okay.
Irish setter. I'm gonna say Irish setter.
Irish setter. Question seven. Name the daughter of Michael Jackson, who released her debut album Wilted in November 2020. Michael Jackson's daughter.
So he had Prince Michael Jackson. But I can't remember if that was a daughter or a son.
That's the trouble with these names, isn't it?
Well, Prince does sound like it's going to be a son, but it's also, you could go, if you didn't know what Prince meant, that could be a female name.
Jackson, yeah.
It wasn't Blanket, was it?
But Blanket was just what the nickname they called her.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure it wasn't the actual name of the kid. They just called it Blanket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it always traveled with a blanket, which they would use to hide it.
Yeah, but every kid travels with a blanket.
Yes.
Yes.
You know.
Blanket was the one they held over the balcony. Yeah. Which
must have been one of the moments he was trying to hide her.
Very funny.
Have you ever held one of your children dangling over?
I've never held them over a balcony, but I have held them. And
beautiful. Brag.
I wouldn't. Yeah. For especially that young, they're wriggly little things.
Yes.
Like they could easily slip down.
I mean, imagine if that had gone wrong.
Oh.
On camera.
I know. We'd have another teaser.
I'd be in the job. That's for sure.
What could you say about Blanket that hasn't already been said?
Well, you know, that's the art, isn't it? It's about sort of finding out the essence of the child or the person that you're writing about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, oh, we knew her as the person who took the blanket everywhere. But what else did we know? We knew pretty much that's it.
Yeah. We didn't know her actual name.
Yeah.
Which in the song that Eric Clapton wrote about his child dying is the opening line. Mm. Would you know my name? So we don't know this person's name.
It's true.
I'm going to say Blanket though.
A couple Blanket. Question number 9.
Oof.
Two questions left here. What is the correct spelling of the New South Wales's Premier's surname? What is the correct spelling of the New South Wales Premier's surname? Here we are in May 2021. So that's Gladys Berejiklian.
Berejiklian.
Let's sound it out.
B.
Okay, could you sound it out for us?
What did you say? Berejiklian?
Her name is Berejiklian.
Berejiklian. Well, it starts with a B.
Good start.
Then I would say an E.
Yeah.
B-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Berry.
I would throw in another R.
What about
an
A?
I'd only go one R.
Yeah,
truly.
Yeah,
singular R.
All right, brave. Yeah.
All right,
singular. B-E-R-I.
Berry.
Like an I.
Berry Jekyll.
I would have gone E. I would have gone B-E-R-E, but I don't know. I'm happy with I. B-E-R-I. J.
J. Think all the names I've seen.
J. Yeah, but this one's not dead.
Yeah, that's true. That's the problem.
J-I-K.
J-I-K. Yep.
L.
L. I-A-N?
Is it I-A-N or just A-N?
Obvious?
Berejiklian. I mean, you've just read the question out, so you know what it is. So
No, because it says, what is the correct spelling of the New South Wales Premier's surname?
I guess if you're reading it in the paper and it says, what's the correct spelling?
But that's a twofer, because you have to know who that is.
That's right, you'll know who it is.
What's the Queensland Premier's Anastasia? No.
Palaszczuk.
That's also a tricky one.
Mm. Yeah.
And in Tassie, it's Gutwin.
Easier.
He might be the only...
Gets easier the further south you head.
Andrews.
Andrews.
Because Gutwin, I think, might be the only premier, and I don't know about the others, who has a tattoo.
Does he now?
He has it because he got his vaccine and he rolled the sleeve up and showed this big tattoo on his arm.
What is
Wow.
it?
Wow.
I can't remember what it was.
With a suit on, he doesn't seem like a tattooed fella.
No. 30 years, we're going to have a premier with a neck tattoo.
That is the magic of the suit.
Yeah. That's what a suit does.
You've
Be
seen
surprised.
A lot of suits.
I've seen a lot of suits. I've seen a lot of very unsuit type people being put in suits.
What's the most common thing for people to be buried in?
Well, you would think it would be something that they really connect to, like their football team jersey or their taekwondo outfit or their what are other hobbies?
With a
tennis shoes.
Yes.
But really, it's suits, and I actually won't eulogise a non-suited event.
Right, you don't want to eulogise someone who's underdressed.
The person who puts the clothes on the dead person is ironing the back of it?
I actually know the answer to this.
Oh, yes?
Yes, and they are. They are. Yeah, they're fully pressing.
I'm going to put in my will, don't worry.
That's nice. Yeah.
No one's going to
Little
see
list
it.
Of things. You know what? The hair, just make it neat at the front.
I know, that I would care
you
about.
You care about the hair. Yeah,
I would care about the hair, mm-hmm. but the suit, I'd go just... Iron what you can see, but just leave the rest. And put me in shorts.
That's lovely.
So isn't it a shame that everyone's getting buried with bed hair?
Yeah.
Because Every single person has got perfect hair.
Sleep on my back.
Like if I do yeah, right.
You know, that's another.
That should be how you put them in the coffin.
Yeah, how you sleep. They're most comfortable.
Yeah. It's like everywhere. If it's an open casket, everyone's like, should we check? Yeah. Should we just check that they're not just maybe.
They look so cozy.
Anyway, what happens after L?
I reckon it's just A-N.
A-N. Okay, I'll just put A-N. Question 10. True or false? The Roland TR-808 is a make and model of motorcycle. The Roland TR-808 is a make and model of motorcycle.
I think it's false, and I think it's a keyboard.
Yeah, I think it's like a drum machine, 808 and heartbreaks.
Yes, I think it's a Kanye West drum machine.
Isn't there a car brand that, no, a music brand that also have cars?
Yamaha.
Cars which and is, keyboards,
which
motorbikes.
Is a strange mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they all sing.
Okay. We'll just put false, shall we? False. Great. 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Last time I think I got 6.
Yeah.
So I think if I'm better than 6, I'll be very surprised.
I think you might have got more than 6 here.
I would be amazed.
Kyron, for the listener, is saying 10 with his eyes.
Yeah, oh, I don't know about that.
Yes, Kyron.
Berejiklian blanket 10.2. These ones I don't know.
I don't know if we got the Roosevelt. Oh, we got the Roosevelt.
No, we definitely got the Roosevelt.
Okay.
Question number one. In which city is the historic Reichstag building? It's in Berlin. Ooh, 1 out of 10 so far.
100% time. Good start.
Question number two. Which AFL club had the most members for the 2020 season? Shit!
Was it Richmond?
West Coast Eagles.
Wow.
Not even in the mix.
You know why? They weren't locked down over there.
Oh, they could all go.
Well, they didn't really go, but yeah.
Yeah, right. 2020 season. Damn it. Question three. For which category did Yun Yuzhong? I guess they wanted us to say Richmond.
Yeah. That's why it was in the quiz.
I'm actually going to bring this up in both your eulogies.
Thanks.
Yeah, great.
Did not know about West Coast supporters.
Yeah. Did not know you'd be doing it. Question three. For which category did Yun Yuzhong win an Academy Award last month? We said Best Supporting Actress for Minari, and that's correct. Question number four. In centimetres, what is closest to a hand measurement? 8.5, 9.1, or 10.2. You said 10.2, and it's 10.2.
Yeah. Oh, a big hand.
That is honestly, I can't fathom it.
I'm thinking of a comically large hand.
I have 10.2 centimeters isn't that long.
I have comically small hands.
Oh, yeah, you know
I've got small hands.
I'm thinking of just the palm.
No, not the fingers.
Yeah, I wasn't including the fingies.
I thought you were going to say dicks. Question five. Who was president of the United States from 1933 to 1945? You said Franklin D. Roosevelt, and that's correct.
Right.
Question number six. What breed of dog was international box office success Rin Tin Tin? You said Irish Setter, but it's German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
That's embarrassing for you.
I thought that was Inspector Rex.
Name the daughter of Michael Jackson, who released her debut album Wilted last November. You said Blanket, but it's Paris.
Paris. Of course it's Paris.
How have I missed a question? I missed a question?
What was the question that you think
I've done 10 questions on the page and they've filled. Oh, I've done Roosevelt twice. I've put Roosevelt and I've put FDR on the next one.
Heath Ledger's 1999 teen rom-com, 10 Things I Hate About You, was loosely based on which Shakespeare play?
Much Ado About Nothing.
You said Much Ado About
Nothing. No, Tell Me the Truth.
I would like to say
Tame of the Shrew. Far out.
You made a late change to the Taming of the Shrew, and it's the Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, my brain.
It's got the scene where he sings, I love you, baby.
Were you all going to correct me, or were you going to let me have it wrong?
I thought Taming of the Shrew, and then when you were so adamant that it was Much Ado About Nothing, I thought, you'd probably know.
No, I often say things too confidently.
That's why it's called 10 Things I Hate About You, because it's the Taming of the Shrew, the 10 Things I Hate About.
Okay. Well, I'm
it rhymes. What is the correct spelling of the New South Wales Premier's surname? You said B E R I J I K L A N, and it's B E R J I K L I A N. It's Armenian. And question 10, true or false, the Roland TR-8 is a make and model of motorcycle. False, it's a drum machine giving you.
Yes.
Five. I have done a terrible job. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 out of 10.
Wow.
Yay. 6 out of 10. Same as last time. That's good.
Same.
That's not dumber, guys. I'm not dumber.
You have not moved.
I've not improved.
Despite my active lack of help.
Even though Kyron said at the start, these are getting a lot easier. I.
Well, not for me. That I was incredibly difficult. And I was just reading out 10 questions. thank you all for being here. Angela Barksley, congratulations on contributing to the 6 out of 10 with Taming of the Shrew
thank
at the end
you.
There,
yes,
mostly.
Please leave that in.
Yeah. will that come up in your eulogy, do you reckon?
Yes, that will be a blight on my eulogy, I think. But you know, you've got to have the good and the bad, you know?
That's right.
You've got to paint the whole picture.
Who's in the works that you're most looking forward to eulogizing?
You know who I can't wait to write a eulogy for? Mm-hmm. She's a little known improviser and comedian from Melbourne. I hope we've got a few years
to work on it.
She's also a work in progress, but Lena Moon,
great.
I really can't wait to
you really Hitler, Lena Moon,
yes, all
you've
the
done
greats,
all
the
you've done them all.
Leaders.
Well, thank you, Angela, for being here, and Debbie Nelson, thanks for taking time out of wrapping apples to drop in to do
you're
the quiz.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Who do they get to judge the apple pie baking competition?
I judge it.
You judge it.
I do.
You judge the competition that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are there any Australian contestants ever?
Yep. Magda Zabanski.
Okay.
Loves it.
Yep. Anyone else in Anyone comedy else? In Australia who competes?
Yeah, there's one person, a little known person called Frankie McNair.
Oh, yeah, great.
You can find them in your local bin. Just sitting in there thinking about
what they've done.
What they've done in a big bin.
Well, Debbie, thank you for being here. And Josh Earle, 6 out of 10, well done. Now, you, of course, have your podcast, Don't You Know Who I Am, but you also have a kids show coming up here at Comedy Republic.
I do. I have a kids show. You guys are doing a little kids 3 weekends, and I'm on in one of them. So I'm doing a brand new show called Humankind, which was meant to be performed last year in Perth, and then everything got shut down. And so this will be the first ever showing of Humankind in Australia before I take it to Perth in October.
Human.kind?
Human.kind.
Human.kind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Two words. And tickets for that are available, I think, today or tomorrow at comedyrepublic.com.au. That is Wax Quizzical for this week. Thank you very, very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.